For what feels like, I don't know, a decade now, maybe even longer, the hospitality industry has been talking a big game about personalization. It's on every trend list, you hear it at every conference, but if you've actually stayed in a hotel recently, you probably know the reality often feels, well, pretty generic. It's the same templated emails, right? The same generic offers. And the front desk staff asking the same questions, like offering you a local activities guide when you're clearly there for a quick business trip. It often feels less like a real method and more of a myth.
It absolutely does. I mean, the intention to make guests feel special is almost always there. That's true. But the execution has, well, it's consistently fallen short, especially when you try to scale it across, thousands of guests. It's a wonderful idea, in theory, that the industry has genuinely struggled to deliver on.
And that's exactly why we're diving deep today. This deep dive is all about how artificial intelligence isn't just making personalization better, it's really transforming it. Moving it from being reactive, often kind of hit or miss, into something more proactive, almost intuitive, about understanding guest desires. It's fundamentally shifting how hospitality engages with individuals. So our mission today is to unpack how AI can take your hotel experiences from feeling impersonal and often, let's be honest, a bit broken, to something genuinely tailored and, well, effortless. We're going to explore the real reasons personalization has struggled so much, what AI can uniquely unlock here, where that essential human touch still fits in, because it definitely does, and what all this means for you as a guest and really for the entire future of travel. So let's unpack this.
Okay, so at its heart, the idea behind personalization is what's beautiful in its simplicity, right? It's about tailoring the guest experience to match individual needs, preferences, things they genuinely enjoy. It's about making each guest feel understood, making their stay easy, effortless. That's the ideal we're all aiming for.
It sounds so simple when you put it like that, just tailor the experience. But where does it typically go wrong? Because I've definitely had times where personalization felt off. It walks this incredibly fine line between feeling thoughtful and feeling maybe a little creepy.
Exactly. That's the tightrope.
Yeah, I remember hearing this anecdote maybe 15 years ago about a boutique hotel in Seattle. Apparently, their front desk staff would actually research VIPs, C-suite guests, ahead of time. They'd track down photos of their families or maybe their hobbies, then they'd print them out and display them in the guests' rooms. Now,
Wow.
yeah, the intention was clear, right? They wanted to make the guests feel seen, special. But you can imagine how that could sometimes land as incredibly thoughtful and other times just a little invasive.
That's the paradox right there. And beyond those individual instances, hotels are often blocked by more systemic obstacles. We're talking about legacy systems that just don't communicate with each other, disconnected data, the challenge of high staff turnover, which is huge in hospitality, and frankly, an over-reliance on these broad guest personas instead of looking at true individual behavior.
So, like, business traveler Bob versus this specific Bob who actually hates golf but loves local craft breweries.
Precisely. So most personalized experiences you encounter, they still rely on manual processes that simply don't scale. Segmented lists that confuse general demographics with unique desires, incomplete guest profiles scattered across, five different systems, and really just surface-level touches that feel more automated.
Than genuinely thoughtful. Yeah, I get that. It feels like checking a box sometimes.
Exactly.
Checking a box.
So it sounds like these obstacles and flawed approaches aren't just isolated issues, they're symptoms of deeper problems. What are those root causes then? Beyond just, good intentions meeting tricky execution. Precisely. It really comes down to two major underlying issues, I think. First, most hotels, even the big travel brands, are working with tech stacks. They're software systems that just weren't built for modern personalization. This results in significant data silos, systems that don't talk to each other, so there's no single unified view of the guest. Their existing tools often lack contextual awareness. And integrating new AI-powered solutions with these legacy systems often requires really expensive, complex customization.
Right. So it's not just about getting the new tech, but making sure it actually talks to everything else. That sounds like a classic integration nightmare, especially with older systems.
It absolutely can be.
Okay, beyond the tech, is there another big systemic hurdle, something holding personalization back?
There is, yeah. It's what I'd call a pervasive lack of internal clarity. Often, there isn't even a shared definition for what personalization means across different departments. marketing versus operations versus front desk. Information isn't shared effectively between teams. Staff might receive insufficient training on the tools they do have or on new ones, and sometimes the overall brand or the desired guest experience strategy just isn't crystal clear. Without that foundational clarity, it's incredibly difficult to operationalize personalization in a meaningful, consistent way.
Okay, so we've identified the deep-seated problems. Personalization has been this promise, often unfulfilled, largely because of fragmented data, older tech, and maybe a lack of clear internal strategy. But this is where AI, you're saying, truly steps in and fundamentally changes the game. It doesn't just improve personalization, it completely redefines what's even possible.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is how tools like large language models and machine learning can ingest and intelligently cross-reference seemingly disparate data points. We're talking everything from your past booking history and in-stay preferences to your online browsing behavior, maybe even unstructured feedback from surveys or reviews. Then they use these complex algorithms to identify subtle patterns, not just in your behavior, but in millions of similar guests. And they can start predicting future needs or preferences with, frankly, remarkable accuracy. This goes way beyond just efficiency. It makes the data far more relevant and actionable, often in real time.
That sounds incredibly powerful in theory, but I'm trying to picture it, you know, in my own hotel stays.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through maybe a typical guest journey where AI really makes a tangible difference, something beyond just a smarter chatbot, perhaps?
Absolutely. Let's imagine a guest journey. Okay, for starters, AI can create truly unified guest profiles. It pulls data from the PMS, that's the property management system, the core software for bookings and operations, from the CRM, the customer relationship management system, tracking interactions, from feedback surveys, website activity, even your email interactions. This builds a comprehensive, like 360-degree view of each guest. That's the foundation.
Okay, so it knows who I am across all touch points.
Right. Then, based on your past behavior and patterns seen in similar guest profiles, AI can deliver predictive preferences. It starts anticipating needs before you even express them. Maybe recommending an early check-in because it knows you're arriving on a red-eye flight, or suggesting a specific room upgrade based on choices you've made before, or even suggesting nearby experiences you might genuinely enjoy. Perhaps a restaurant matching dietary preferences it picked up from a past request, or a local attraction related to a hobby it gleaned from your browsing history.
That's powerful. But what about that creepy factor we talked about earlier? How do hotels make sure these predictions feel helpful and not like, surveillance?
That's a critical point. And that's where human oversight and the brand's ethical guidelines are essential. AI should surface options and suggestions, not force decisions or feel intrusive. The goal has to be convenience and delight, not, well, intrusion. And this extends to things like dynamic content, too.
How so?
Well, websites, email campaigns, even digital signs in the lobby can update their messaging in real time, based on factors like your location, the current weather, the season, or individual user signals from your browsing. Imagine a hotel website showing you content tailored to your exact moment. Maybe a special offer for spa services because it's suddenly raining and you're likely inside.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about those frustrating chatbot experiences? We've all been there, right? Feeling like you're talking to a brick wall.
Oh yeah, AI is transforming those too. The newer AI-powered chatbots can actually remember past interactions. They can adapt to your tone, your sentiment, and they can guide you precisely to what you're looking for much more often without needing to constantly hand you off to a human. They understand context better.
So it's not just repeating keywords back at me.
Exactly. And look, this isn't theoretical stuff way off in the future. Major platforms like Booking.com, Airbnb, they've been using AI behind the scenes to fine-tune experiences for a while now. We're already seeing hotel brands piloting AI-enhanced concierge tools, and email platforms are shifting to use intent-based triggers instead of simple rule-based automation.
What does intent-based mean there?
So instead of just sending an email because you booked a room, that's a rule.
Yeah.
It might send one because you hesitated on the spa booking page for a few minutes.
Hmm.
That hesitation signals an interest, an intent that the AI can pick up on and perhaps follow up with a relevant offer or information. So yeah, these advanced capabilities are already being deployed, just maybe not everywhere, not consistently yet.
That's a really crucial point. It's not theoretical, it's happening. But this raises a big question for me and probably for listeners too. Are we just replacing humans with robots here? Where does the human side of hospitality, the warmth, still matter in this AI-driven future?
That's a vital consideration, absolutely. And it's so important to emphasize that AI doesn't replace traditional hospitality. Instead, it has the power to amplify it, to make it better, Think about it. The truly memorable aspects of a great stay still come from genuine human interactions. That warm greeting, the thoughtful recommendation from a local staff member, the person who goes the extra mile to solve a problem.
Right.
AI's role is really to remove the friction, to handle those repetitive, data-heavy tasks that software can actually do much better and faster. And that frees up the human staff to focus on the inherently human elements. Empathy, judgment, connection, being present. These are things that, frankly, large language models are just not good at. They don't feel empathy.
So it's about making the human touch more impactful, not less. Letting people be more human and less like, I don't know, data entry clerks or script readers.
Precisely.
I remember once a hotel concierge spent like 20 minutes figuring out this obscure local bus route to get me to a tiny art gallery I wanted to visit. He couldn't quite figure it out with the system, so he ended up just walking me most of the way there himself. Now, that's a moment AI might have helped orchestrate the information part of, but the connection, the solution, that was entirely human.
Exactly. That's a perfect example. And it highlights another crucial point. AI is only as good as the brand it supports. A brand that lacks clarity on its own identity, its desired tone of voice, the kind of experience it wants to create for guests. Well, it simply cannot expect AI to magically fix those fundamental gaps. Mm-hmm. AI needs direction. Without that foundational brand clarity, AI will likely just make the existing shortcomings or inconsistencies more visible, maybe even scale them. But for brands that already excel at guest experience, for them, AI acts as an accelerant. It helps them scale what makes them great in the first place.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. AI as an amplifier, not a replacement, and needing that clear brand direction. So if AI is poised to redefine things this dramatically, what are the broader implications for travel and hospitality brands? Because it really sounds like the gap between the early adopters who get this right and, well, everyone else is just going to widen significantly.
I think that's definitely one of the key implications, yes. Those early adopters who offer smart, seamless, genuinely memorable AI-enhanced experiences, they will gain a significant lead, leaving others behind with outdated tools and, frankly, increasingly irrelevant messages. And alongside that, guest expectations are going to elevate significantly.
I'll show.
Well, as personalized experiences become the norm everywhere else, think about retail, entertainment, even other parts of the travel ecosystem like airlines. Guests will increasingly expect that same level of fluidity, relevance, and anticipation throughout their entire hospitality journey. From the moment they start dreaming about a trip, right through to post-stay follow-up, the baseline expectation just goes up.
That's a huge shift in how brands will need to think about their interactions then. Less about big, broad campaigns and more about what? Being more responsive.
Exactly. More about connection and responsiveness. Marketing itself will transform. It'll shift from feeling like a loud ad just shouting offers to feeling much more like a helpful guide.
Yeah.
Teams won't just plan rigid, months-out campaigns. They'll need to design systems that can respond to individuals in context in near real time. That means less rigid planning, more adaptive listening, and shaping of experiences as they unfold.
And that sounds like it requires a different kind of internal setup, too.
Absolutely. For AI to truly work well, that interdepartmental collaboration we touched on earlier becomes non-negotiable. Marketing, guest services, operations, technology, leadership, they must be aligned. Disconnected teams and siloed data. Those are the things that lead to personalization breakdowns, where the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. AI thrives when everyone and everything is connected and communicating effectively.
Okay, so this sounds powerful, transformative, but also potentially overwhelming for brands listening right now. For those wondering how to even begin tackling this, where do you start? Because trying to deploy AI at full scale immediately seems like a massive undertaking.
And that's perfectly okay. You're right. It can feel overwhelming.
Yeah.
Very few brands are ready for full-scale deployment right now, and that's fine. The key, I think, is to start with intent. Know where you want to go, even if the first steps are small. We'd suggest some practical first steps. First, really audit your data.
Okay.
Map out where your guest data currently resides, all those different systems, and then critically assess its quality. Is it clean? Is it connected? Is it actually actionable? You have to know what you're working with before you can build on it.
Right. Makes sense. Can't build a personalized mansion on a data swamp.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better. Second, identify those high friction areas in the guest journey. Look for the points where guests might drop off booking, or where staff are performing really repetitive tasks day in, day out. Or find where your current personalization efforts, maybe simple segmentation, are clearly falling short or feeling generic. These are prime targets for AI intervention, where you can see relatively quick wins and demonstrate value.
So focus on the pain points first.
Precisely. Third, start small. You don't need to boil the ocean. Experiment with manageable implementations. Maybe start with dynamic email content based on behavior, or focus on improving your existing chatbot to be more contextual, handle more queries effectively, or even just implement more sophisticated behavioral retargeting in your advertising based on website interactions. You don't need to rebuild everything at once. Think of it as iterative improvements, learning as you go.
And finally, I guess it comes back to that core message about brand clarity we talked about earlier.
It absolutely does. That's maybe the most crucial non-technical step. Define your voice. Ensure your brand has a clear tone, a distinct perspective, a defined purpose. What feeling do you want guests to have? Because AI can copy patterns, it can mimic tone, but it absolutely cannot define the unique feeling or essence of your brand. That's human. That foundational clarity is paramount because, as we said, AI will amplify whatever you give it, the good and the bad.
It's a really powerful thought. So for years, personalization and hospitality felt like this promise that, well, often went unfulfilled. A nice idea that just couldn't quite be realized consistently or at scale. But now, with AI, that promise seems finally within reach. Not just for the super high-end exclusive experiences, but potentially much broader and truly scalable.
I believe so. And the brands that will truly win in this next era are those who deeply understand that AI's power lies not in replacing the personal human touch, but in profoundly enhancing it, making that human connection more effective, more informed, and far more far-reaching than ever before.
So maybe the ultimate goal isn't for personalization to feel like magic anymore. What does it truly mean when a stay feels so effortless, so personal, and just right that it doesn't even register as something special? Perhaps it should simply feel like the hotel already knew you were coming. Having redefined service through that intelligent anticipation, something to think about next time you check into a hotel.